Fourth quarter begins. Hounds 40, Hornets 0. Chillicothe at home for homecoming next week against Cameron.
You know, the one good thing about homecoming is it gives everybody something to get up for.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are always going to be up for homecoming. They got the task at hand. Nobody wants to lose homecoming, and I think they're going to be ready for it.
All right, Maryville, third and long. Walker wants to pass under pressure, dumps it off to the flats behind the line of scrimmage, and that one's going to go in for six. Flag weighed everything.
It's not. It should not.
It was complete to McGarry, and he got a couple of good blocks and then got a little extracurricular activity down at about the 5-yard line.
Kind of wondering if they're going to call a hold on that.
We shall find out.
Should have been actually a tackle
directly,
the way they had Cam Ward wrapped up.
Yeah.
But it's going to be third down. Be third down and 11, actually. They still get a gain.
Yeah.
From the spot of the foul. That was a good call by Maryville right there. That was just a long drawn-out screen pass. You roll out one way, you plant, throw it the other way, get the defensive tackles to pursue to you. And, that, I mean, there was nobody there but Cam Ward.
So it's down to the 25-yard line. They still pick up 9 after there was a 10 or 15-yard penalty.
Right at a 10-yard penalty.
Drops back. Quarterback wants to work on his passing game, and Chillicothe made a play for the ball. Couldn't get it tipped, and it was complete into the end zone by to number 11, Caleb Kretzinger.
Good protection, or, you know, like not protection, good coverage on the back end. Isaac Rashi was right there, tried to throw a hand up right at the end of it and get his hand in there, but that was a well thrown ball.
And extra point. Placed down, booted up, and it is good. And welcome back. We're set for kickoff. Clock has been running. 47-0 Maryville. And this young Mr. Walker, he's going to be a pretty good passing quarterback over the next 2.5 seasons here. He's impressive. Chillicothe fields it at about the 15, returns it up to the 25 by, once again, Maryville's favorite person to kick it to, Cam Ward.
Yeah, you know, he's trying to make some things happen right there. Not seeing a whole lot of blocking. I don't know what his vision's like up there, but he went to the outside away from any of the lead blockers and met a host of Maryville hounds right there.
First and 10, Chillicothe. Running clock now, unless someone calls a timeout or an injury. I think it continues to run.
Injury or timeout. That's the only, injury or timeout makes the only thing. Stop the clock.
Chillicothe has Hayen to the right. Sewell to the left. Pass it to Sewell up the line of scrimmage, and he dances ahead and to the 21, call it the 22-yard line. Short little gainer. It'll be second and 8 from the 22.
Nothing wrong with that call right there. You want to drive him off. Drive him off a couple yards, get a quick pass as he comes back to it, and then, you know, hopefully let Colton try and make something happen in open space.
Couple of games not being played tonight. Lafayette and Benton will be played at Moe Western tomorrow evening due to field conditions. Pattonsburg will be playing 8-man football tomorrow. Quarterback keeper, and Cam Ward turns in a 10-yard gain for a first down.
Well, that was
Ward, the quarterback, Winder.
Had me fooled on that one. I'll tell you what, that was a great job right there because I'm following Cade Cayley going up the middle, getting wrapped up by three people, and then all of a sudden there's a progression of play on the other edge. That's a great job.
Gain of 17 up to the 39-yard line. So Winder doing a nice job picking and choosing where the ball placement goes. And there's your run up the middle. Tough running, tough yards, tough running for Cade. There's Cade Kaylee. Lavery Jones in there at one of the wingback spots.
You know, right now, again, we're Chillicothe's just making sure that they work on what they need to work on. You know, they need to master exactly what they need to do. Because we've said before, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Gain of 2 for Kaylee that time. 2nd and 8 for the Hornets. Oh, pitch out to Ward. Ward has to go back and recover it. I don't know if he actually got a fault, whether it was a bad handoff or Ward couldn't haul it in. But regardless, he recovers it, but it does take a loss.
Winder just came out of the center, got the snap and spun around. It was kind of a reverse out, but spun around and put a little too much on that toss, but it was behind Cam a little bit and just it was on his back hip, couldn't get his hand on it. So
loss of 9 that time. It'll be 3rd and 17 for Chillicothe from the 32-yard line. Bend under center, bad snap. Who fell on it? I think Maryville might have got it. That was just a bad snap from the beginning.
Yeah.
And Winder a little dejected as Maryville recovers.
He seems. I don't know if I'm looking at it wrong or looks to me like he's limping a little bit. Maybe he's got a. Might have something twisted up in his ankle or something. But.
And Maryville will take over. At the 33-yard line, a loss of 1 that time. And officials timeout on the field. 5:02 left to play.
Yeah, that one right there. That last play right there, just bad exchange. No one ever really got the ball from center. So, you know, it's little things like that right now that you just have to make sure you're executing on.
So we'll see what Maryville comes out with, whether they go a little deeper and at the quarterback spot or stay with their sophomore. 5:02 left to play. Chillicothe will fall to 0-3. Maryville leading 47-0. And it is a new quarterback. Bend under center. Give off to number 5, and he bulls forward. Good, strong runner. The quarterback, number 17, Tyler Hare, a junior. Trey Houchin. There's that last name of Houchin. There's been several of them, and he's just one of the good ones.
He's
another one of the good ones.
Just going to keep on the pipeline, aren't they?
Yes. Up to the down to the 27-yard line, gain of 4, 2nd and 6.
It was
off the right side there.
That was Brady Farnan, a 5'10 sophomore from Maryville right there. Came right around. Actually beat the pulling guard to the hole on that one.
Wow. First down for Maryville at the 22-yard line. 1st and 10 at the 22 and 3:58. And if you're Maryville, you know, what do you do? You can't take 4 minutes of knees.
Right, you know.
You know, you don't want to. And we have a timeout. We'll keep it right here. It's tough because if you score, well, you're running up to score. If you just drop back and run around to milk time off the clock, well, then you're embarrassing it.
Right.
You know, there's nothing Maryville can do that doesn't put them in an unfortunate bad light in some people's eyes. And second of all, these are young kids that are going to be, you know, future starters, they're hoping to be for Maryville. So they're getting good reps, and, you know, same way with some of Chillicothe's players. So
The thing about this is, you know, you look at it from both sides. I've been on both ends of a game like this where, you know, you're just going to keep doing what you can do for your kids. You can't fault if there happens to be another touchdown because of the play calling that Maryville, about the best thing they could do is just not pass it and just run it.
And it's quarterback keeper. Oh, actually, no, it's not a quarterback keeper. It's number 21, Aiden Cullen.
You know, if Maryville just
around.
If Maryville happens to just keep gaining ground, there's, you know, you can't fault them for doing that.
5 yard gain on that play. Second and five now for from inside the 20-yard line for Maryville. Let's give off left side.
A little inside handoff right there for Houchin.
Houchin, number five.
Yeah, Maryville's just going to keep the ball on the ground. There's just right at 3 minutes left in the ball game, and you know they're gonna keep doing what they need to do. And if you know they're gonna force Chillicothe to stop the ball, that's just the best thing that they can
and
do.
And that's what you got to do. It's your job to stop them. And wow, that right guard was fast off the ball. I thought maybe he might have moved, but
yeah,
I was wrong.
Not sure what happened there. Had a fumbled snap and almost like the ball moved and then no one else did.
2:29 left to play, and it's back up to the 18-yard line, so a loss of three that time. By the quarterback.
Another inside
move
counter.
Up, right side, dancing around, trying to impress the coach. A nice job running by 21 junior Aiden Cullen.
Just a inside counter right there. Had tackle and guard pulling away from the play, or away from the play, basically going across over to the right, and had an inside handoff, and he was able to get a first down off of that.
And it's a first and goal at the 9-yard line. Pick up a 9.